Yes, she did.
No, she did not make it as a motion.
I thought I did.
She distinctly did not.
Okay, then
that's
my mistake.
Ask to make it as a motion.
Well, what I had put anyway is the sections 2, 3, 4 of the bylaws that sets forth the mission statement.
I understand.
If anybody cares.
Can you read the motion, Ken?
I move that the job description be amended to include 1. Language that affirms Pacifica's mission statement as the overarching guideline to the work of the network programming coordinator, and 2, a mention in the qualifications section of the job description that states, in light of Article 1, Section 3 of the bylaws, that a personal history of peace activism will serve to help recommend any candidate.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment?
I object.
Will you please call the roll? A vote yes means we amend the job description as indicated there in what was just read.
And the two amendments, one is about peace activism and the other one has to do with
the mission statement.
And
it
actually
isn't, right?
It was divided without objection. So,
oh, so
is the inclusion of the mission acceptable without objection? Hearing no objection, that part is adopted. Now, the second part is the history of activism. Can you read that specifically again, Ken?
A mention in the qualifications section of the job description that states, in light of Article 1, Section 3 of the bylaws, that a personal history of peace activism will serve to help recommend any candidate.
Okay. All those, so will you call the roll on including that language?
Is there an objection?
Point of order.
Yes.
That section of the bylaws, which is actually my idea, included the phrase peace and justice. And this is not a picky point. They're two separate things. And so that's not an accurate summary of what that bylaw says.
Yeah, but the motion does not include it. The motion before us does not include that.
It wasn't defined, point of order, by Mary Bird. What was meant by the mission statement was not defined. I did define it in what I sent. What text out of the mission?
Ken's language.
And that does include what Bob said.
Ken's language on the mission statement
just said
is what
mission.
Has been adopted. And I trust me when I say that I believe Greg will incorporate the appropriate framing. The motion gave latitude in his framing of it, and that is what was adopted without objection. Now we're moving to the second piece on social justice. And would you read the language one more time, Ken?
A mention in the qualifications section of the job description that states in light of Article 1, Section 3 of the bylaws that a personal history of peace activism will serve to help recommend any candidate.
Great. Thank you. There is an objection to this?
Yes.
Okay. Will you please call the roll?
Alan Minsky?
Pass.
Don White?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen, no. Sandy Weinman?
Pass.
Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Abstain.
A.C. Byrd?
Pass for a second.
Rob Zarina?
Abstain.
Sar Randhawa? Sarv. Coming back. Mary Burke?
Pass for the minute.
LaVarne Williams?
Abstain.
Patty Heffley?
Abstain.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, coming to the passes, Alan Minsky.
I do abstain.
Right. Sandy Weinman.
Abstain.
A.C. Byrd.
I vote no.
And Mary Byrd.
I guess I'll vote. Sarv never voted, did he?
No.
Okay. Oh, God, I'll have to abstain. I haven't been able to think that through.
Okay, Sarv Randhawa?
I abstain.
Okay. It's yes is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the noes are 2. So that passes.
It passes. Remarkably, we are on to the next
item.
We have to vote on the job description.
We have to vote on the main motion.
Oh, excuse me.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, but some of us might have other amendments.
No other amendments are now in order. We are now processing. Yeah. Debate is closed because of the time, and we're now processing.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
So, in other words, if we vote no on this motion, then that creates an opportunity at the May 8th meeting to bring it up in a different form. Is that right?
That's correct, I believe. If it's not adopted, then it's not adopted.
Point of information?
Yes.
If we pass this job description, then the ED gets to proceed with the job description, and if it needs to be changed later, can do that as necessary, right? It's not set in stone.
Yeah, after
correct.
We hire the person.
Correct.
Okay.
Point of information?
Sure, jump in. I mean, go ahead.
Sure. Is the question of the location of the director of the network coordinator part of the what we're voting on right now, or is that simply an advisory since it contradicts or is new information from what was the original motion?
I believe it is part of the job description.
That's right.
Wow.
In fact, it's only as amended with that one thing, right?
So, now may we vote?
Mr. Chair, I move to add 5 minutes to the discussion.
Is there a...
I thought we'd run out of time.
Hang on a second. I don't believe it's possible once we've started moving to vote to processing.
Mr. Chair, if the discussion hasn't been closed by vote, it's still open.
I think the chair called for a vote.
The discussion was closed as a result of our having reached time and having had no
That's
further
right.
extensions of time.
That's
so
right.
it was
we're
closed
voting.
And we're moving to...
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, I beg the chair's indulgence here, but I believe that the points of information were part of that discussion. And based on my point of information, I am still moving to extend debate.
No,
I think I have a right to do that.
No, I disagree. Once we've closed and are moving to a vote, the remedy you seek is Bob's remedy, I believe, where it can be brought back. But this is closed now.
Mr. Chairman, you distinctly said, why don't we vote, and which indicates that it was time to vote.
Yes, that's correct.
That's all there is time to do.
So now, may we have a roll call on the motion?
Excuse me, I don't know who said that, but the question, the right way for the chair to say this is there a motion to close debate? That is the way it should be done.
No, first of all, you're out of order.
Okay, I apologize. I am out of order.
Second of all, the point is that when you arrive at time, arriving at time closes debate, and you have to move on the item. At that time, there are only certain classes of things that are in order, and that is why we cannot do this at this time. Now, if you want a motion to suspend the rules, then you could get 2/3 for it, but I don't think you have 2/3. So we're moving to a vote on this.
Pacifica, feel the love. Okay. The main motion on the job description. Lydia Brazon.
No.
Teresa Allen, yes. Sandy Wyman.
Oh.
That's a no.
That's a no.
Ken Freeland.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Pass.
All right. Zarina Shakir?
Abstain.
All right. Sarv Randhawa? Sarv? Coming back. Mary Berg?
We're voting on the job description. I'm sorry, I was off the call for a second.
Yes, the job description. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Go ahead. Answer a question.
Yes, we're voting on the job description.
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Hattie Heffley.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Lisa Davis.
No.
Alan Minsky.
Yes.
Don White.
Yes.
We're going to the passes. Ken Freeland.
Abstain.
All right. A.C. Byrd.
Abstain.
All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4 no.
The motion passes. I don't suppose anybody cares to give any kind of previous notice. The
Hallelujah, I say.
I don't think so, but it's
okay.
Okay.
The next thing is participation in of board members in executive sessions of committees of which they are not members. Ken, I believe
a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We've concluded the ED's report, is that right?
Correct.
We are out of time, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I do have an issue around the May 1st boycott I wanted to bring up, so maybe I can do that with the ED.
You're not able to be on the next call, are you?
No.
Oh, wait, but that's before the May 1st.
Yeah.
Would you like to ask the board's permission to make a comment on the May 1st boycott?
I would ask the indulgence of the board if I limit this to 2 minutes.
This is in unfinished business, or
this is in the is Greg still on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
It has to do with Pacifica's participation in the May 1st immigration pro-immigrants boycott. Just a point of just a question for the ED.
Just ask it.
Will the board enter to allow Don to ask a question about this issue?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much, Greg. Some of us are anxious to have employees of Pacifica, paid, unpaid programmers, and others feel free to participate in the May 1st boycott and have the right to do so kind of acknowledged by management, but have it done through prior arrangements so that station managers know who might be out, who might be participating, so that they can kind of plan ahead. My question is any direction going out to station managers and management of stations on how to handle the May 1st boycott?
No, I have not heard of anything. Nothing has come to me. This is the first request.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Is that only my phone that's...
No.
No.
I'd be happy to, to...
I think it's a doorbell. Someone answer your door.
No,
okay.
No,
okay.
Okay. Somebody do mute. Everybody do mute except those who were talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to use up any more time, but I would just ask Greg, and I know how busy you are, to give some direction to station managers. And I'd be glad to communicate with you by email after this call or tomorrow morning.
Why don't you just simply provide me with what you think would be, a useful guideline to use? I'd be happy to, to provide that and disseminate that to staff. I have no problem doing that if that's what,
Okay, if the board has confidence that...
I don't think we need... If we start to involve the board in a decision on policy on that, we'll be here all night.
No, I don't want to do that. No, I was just going to say, I'm just going to ask the board's kind of confidence that we give some direction so that our staffs and others will realize there's a process for participating. And that ends this point. Thanks,
fine.
And I'll be in touch with you, Greg.
That's why I want a lawyer. Okay.
Chairman?
I hear conversation in the background.
Ken is talking to one of his constituents about why the attorney's not going to be...
Dave?
About
Dave,
a point of order.
Okay, Dave, that concludes my concern over the boycott.
Okay. Dave, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. couldn't tell.
So we're
moved.
Now at the motion regarding the participation of board members in executive sessions of committees of which they are not members. And I believe that we had two competing motions on the floor when last we left this item. And one was Ken's original motion, and one was the motion that I had proposed on this topic. So since I've been involved in this debate, I'll yield the chair to Sarv for this item.
Mr. Chairman, go ahead and state your
point of order or point of information.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, for the benefit of the listeners, can you read these two motions then, if they're both competing, so that they know what these motions are?
Well, I think they each person. Let's go ahead.
Have you recognized?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Ken and I actually discussed this afterwards, and I thought we came to some agreement about compromise.
Yeah, I thought we did too, but I don't have that information.
Ken, just one second. Hold on.
So the compromise language is, hold on a second. Actually, I apologize. It is going to take me a moment. I'd like to move postponement of this until after the FSRN negotiation task force. And
well, that would be helpful
affiliate
for me,
Linda,
because I've had a hard time trying to get.
I'll second the postponement.
I assume that Rosalinda.
Actually,
now
it's not postponement. This is tabling
until
later.
No,
in the
no, it's not. It's no. Don't ever say table.
Second,
it's postponement. It is postponement
person,
to another to a
one
specific
person
time.
At a time. Just 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah.
My understanding is that Dave wants to postpone the consideration of this motion until after the FSRN negotiation item. And you second that, Ken?
I seconded it, yes.
Okay, you second it. Okay. Any objections to doing that? No objection. Then this item would be taken after FSRN negotiation item.
Okay. On the FSRN negotiations, we had at the meeting four nominees to the negotiation task force, but we never dealt with getting them elected. Those people were Mary Berg, myself, Alan Minsky, and who was the fourth person?
I thought there were five. Volunteered. Yeah, I thought I volunteered.
Rosalinda?
Yes.
And there was one other. Was that you, Teresa?
It was Ray LaForest, Mary Berg, Serena, Alan Minsky, David Adelson.
Read that again.
Those were the people whose names we took during unfinished business on the it came up before then. We were supposed to do the voting during unfinished business, but the five names were Ray LaForest, Mary Berg, Zarina Shakir, Alan Minsky, and David Adelson.
And Rosalinda, would you like to be included?
Yeah, I thought I had. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any? There's no reason that why we should not accept additional nominees for this committee, and we'll do the vote by ballot, by mail-in ballot. Are there any other volunteers or nominations for this task force?
How many members need to be there?
Three.
A point of information?
Yes.
It's 11 o'clock Eastern Time.
It is indeed. Well, let's try and get through this as quickly as we can. Ray, Mary, myself, Rosalinda, and Serena.
And Alan.
There we go. That's the last
six
one.
People.
Are there any other nominees? Okay, Teresa, as secretary, will you please send out a ballot to the board? And I think we should set a postmark date for this ballot to be submitted. Is there any objection to making that April 28th?
Dave, can you explain one little thing for me?
Yes.
Under unfinished business, don't we have, for some reason, do we have FSRN twice, number 6 and number 8, or am I wrong?
No, you're
no.
Wrong.
No.
Eight is the only FSRN.
Okay.
Teresa, right. Secretary, will you please send a ballot to the board listing those six names, and can we agree with that objection on the postmark deadline of April 28th? To mail in your ballot for this. This is an STV election for three seats.
Okay.
To turn it in by April 28th?
The ballot will be emailed. Will be either. Actually, the ballot will be sent, mailed by
it will
April
be emailed.
28th. Is there any objection to allowing the emailing of ballots by the 28th as well to the secretary, if members wish to waive their confidentiality?
I want to clarify something. How do I do that?
Go ahead.
If the ballots are mailed by email, they can be returned by snail mail. There's no...
She's going to be emailing
The
ballots to people, and they'll print them out.
Right,
they can be postmarked by the 28th, or is there any objection to allowing members to respond via email with their vote, with their ballot? Hearing none will allow that. So is there any objection?
I would like to give us a direction. If a person sends an email to me and fills it out and returns it, I think it would probably be best that they CC it to someone so they have a witness that they sent their email. Do you understand why I'm suggesting this?
Because if I
don't receive the email, then
you have a return receipt. You ask for a return receipt.
Let me say this. I can be taking an email on Tuesday and one on Thursday and one on Friday, and I have no witnesses when I open them up. So.
Oh, people trust you, Teresa.
Things that you will print, when you print them out from your email, will have a date on them.
All right. Okay.
Couldn't you just maybe respond back once you get them that she's got it? I mean, would that be too much?
We could just have the return receipt when we send it.
Not everybody can get that. I don't have that.
I guess you can send it to yourself. You can send it to yourself when you send it to me, and then you have some proof. I don't know.
I think that's a good idea. Is that okay with you? Is that okay with you, Lisa, to CC yourself?
I don't object to CCing myself, and I'm just saying because sometimes, for whatever reason, maybe the person, you want to be sure maybe that the person got the email or something. So if it wasn't going to be too much work, just like a return back.
I will acknowledge that I've received your
okay,
vote.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
okay.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, so if there's no objection to the 28th as the deadline for either postmark or email of the ballot, then we will proceed on that basis.
Okay.
The next item is the affiliate directors. Election to committees, and the question that was here when we were so ill in Los Angeles was whether Rip and or Yvonne would care to serve on any of the existing committees. Have either of you, Rip or Yvonne, decided that you would like to serve on any of the committees you're not already on?
I'm not sure exactly which one has the most need. I can tell you where my interest is, and it's probably is with the archive committee.
Okay.
And then I think I probably would volunteer for something else, but I still want to look into a couple of those.
Okay.
If I get, but I'm happy to help out.
Okay. So archives. Yvonne, do you have any interest in serving on the existing committees?
I don't think
Yvonne's
on the
phone.
Oh, okay. May we, by acclamation, agree that Rip is welcome as a member of the Archives Committee?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, if there's no objection, then we'll do that. And now we are at the motion on board members and executive sessions, and given that we have not emailed this to people and I am not prepared right now, I'd like to move postponement of that until our May 8th meeting.
I second that.
The whole executive session?
No. Just we're back to the committee participation of committee members, of board members on executive committees of which they're not members. So moving postponement to the May 8th meeting. And actually, Sarv, you should...
I second that.
No, I mean, you should...
Okay, I'll be the chair. You go ahead and make a motion.
I'm
and,
all right.
I second that.
All right.
I'm sorry. Did David Adelson just step down as chair?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Oh. And then he moved about
That's all right. I got a picture. So Dave Adelson makes a motion to postpone it. Participation of board members in executive session of committees of which they are not members. He wants to postpone this one to the meeting, our next meeting, on the May 8th.
I second that.
And it was seconded by Mary?
Yes.
Okay, seconded by Mary. Any objections to postponing that?
I'd like to move to amend if it's an amendable motion. I'm not sure it is, but if it is, I'd like to amend it.
It's a motion to postpone the meeting.
It is amendable.
Okay, it's amendable.
I think it is,
go ahead and make
sure.
An amendment.
Okay, I would like to add the following amendment to the motion, that in the interim,
directors?
No, that all
proposed language.
All.
Whose dog is barking?
Executive sessions of all committees to be made available to all directors.
Point of order.
Yes, sir. Point of order. Excuse me, 1 second here, Dave. Hold on. Please mute your telephone. I can hear the dogs bark in the back. All right, thank you. Go ahead, Dave.
I say I'm going to withdraw.
All right.
In the interim, that all executive sessions of all committees be made available to all directors?
Correct.
No. Accessible.
Made accessible to all directors.
Okay.
Any second to the motion?
Point of information. Is there a second?
Go ahead, point of information.
It hasn't been a second.
Point is there a second?
Just a second. Any second to the motion? For lack of second, let's go to the main motion. The amendment dies. And we'll go back to Dave Adelson's motion to postpone this item to May 8th meeting. And any objections to that?
Can you repeat the motion? I'm sorry.
To postpone the question of board participation, board member participation in executive committees of which they're not members until the May 8th meeting.
We just voted on it, I thought.
And mm-hmm. No, that was amendment and that got defeated. Okay. So we're voting on the main motion as stated by Dave. Any objections to moving it to May 8th meeting of the PNB? Hearing none, it's postponed to May 8th meeting.
Okay. May I resume the chair?
What did we just do before that? Excuse me.
That was an amendment by Ken Freeland to asking for minutes to be distributed to all people before the next meeting. For lack of second. Anyway. So.
That's not what I said, though.
Hang on.
That's not even close.
All right. Excuse me.
Could we have what he said? Because I thought what he said.
All right.
What I was proposing was, Mr. AC, just one second.
Hold on. Ken, go ahead. What's your amendment?
What I was proposing was an amendment that would allow, in the interim, all executive session meetings of all committees to be made accessible to all directors.
Okay.
Until, did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. And that didn't
that
have any
failed.
Second. That failed. So we went back to main motion. The main motion was made by Dave Wilson that said to postpone the participation of board members in executive session of committees of which they are not members to the next meeting of the PNB, which is to be held on May 8th. And that's the one that passed.
Okay, I'm going to resume the chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We now are, there's a motion to go into executive session. Is there any objection to adjourning to executive session?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I make an objection.
Okay.
And I wish the matter to be debated, please.
Wish the matter
because it is a motion, I do object, and I therefore it needs to be debated. I would like an opportunity to motivate my objection.
Who moved that we adjourn?
Well, it's part of the agenda that the motion now is to enter executive session.
Let's hear it.
To complete the agenda. So go ahead, Ken.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, because I was not given an opportunity to amend the agenda, I was not given an opportunity to address the fact that the item that was apparently proposed by Executive Director Guma, regarding your director of inspection rights is being put into executive session. Mr. Chair, that is improper. It is depriving the listeners of this foundation and the foundation members the opportunity to hear this question debated. It is not something that's pertinent to the bylaws exceptions to the need for open meetings, and therefore this should be handled in open session. I object to going into executive session until this matter is handled where the foundation members can hear the debate.
Okay. The rationale for doing that was that this is an item that has already required the advice of legal counsel. And that's
legal counsel is not present, so it's irrelevant.
That is the reason for having put it in executive session, that it's a matter requiring the advice of legal counsel.
Disagree.
So then we can't do it at all.
That's just the rationale. But so are you making a motion?
The motion is to entertain this question in open session, and not going into closed session until this matter is handled where it belongs in open session.
Okay, so the motion is to move the item of the executive director's request for board guidance on the question of Director Freeland's inspection request/. Information request to open session.
Mr. Chair, if I may make a quick comment about your claim, it's not anything that has to do with counsel. It's proprietary matters requiring counsel that requires something to be in executive session. It's not any kind of thing that in which counsel is used. Counsel can be used on a number of things, and it can still be handled in open session.
Point of order.
Chair?
Could we?
Is there a second?
Hold on a second.
No, there's no second. That's my point of order.
Okay, there's a point of order that there's not been a second.
No second for transparency? Okay.
Okay, just before we go to this, I just want to read, because it is important, that LSB meetings shall be open to the public and to all members with the exception of those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigations, and other matters requiring confidential advice of counsel.
I would like to raise a point of information.
Yes.
Has the foundation, has the body been put on notice that there's possible legal action, the possible liability, and is that one of the reasons that we will be speaking about this in executive session?
Would you like to respond to that, Greg?
Yeah, sure. I did not ask for this to be put into executive session, and I have no information regarding any pending legal matter relating to it, unless Ken has something in mind.
No, that's the whole point. The whole point is that there is no legal matter here. This is just a question of the bylaws, and that's why it should be debated openly.
Okay, well, my understanding was that there actually had been a threat of some legal action, that legal counsel has already been consulted, and that
well, legal counsel has been consulted, but not because there was a threat of legal action.
Okay, well, in that case,
point of information.
There's no litigation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes?
But point of order.
Point of information.
Hang on, but there's a point of information first, I'm sorry.
I was just wondering, why was the legal...
Is there a motion on the floor? Point of information?
Okay.
We're now getting into the substance of the matter.
Okay. Yeah, hang on a second. Order ever for anybody to interrupt the person with the floor, which at the moment is sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you for calling her on that.
This point of information from Greg, if there was no threat of litigation or any kind of a concern like that, then what was the consultation about the legal person? We can discuss that in the executive session if you think it's private.
That was not my suggestion. My suggestion was that it be referred either to the PNB or to the coordinating committee. I did not indicate in what venue, but yes, you are getting into the substance of the issue.
Mm-hmm. But you thought it was serious enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Point of information.
So So the question is whether
I have
or not
a point of order up before Teresa.
Yeah, I have
one.
Sorry.
Information.
All right, so I've got Mary's point of order, then AC, and then Teresa.
Fine.
We continued to discuss this. There was never any second, and there was a pause, and still no one seconded it. So
this is Lamar, and I seconded.
Huh.
But you weren't even recognized. You interrupted Mary when she was speaking.
I thought Mary was through. I'm sorry, I did not
That's
wait
okay.
for the chair
I mean,
to call me.
Hang on a second. A second does not require being recognized.
Point of information.
Fill it out.
Hold on. Yeah, seconds are simply called out. They don't require recognition. I did not hear it at the time. I don't believe
it
was made
at
the time. But given the sensitivity of the issue, if people want to consider whether to have this in executive session or not, I'll allow that. So,
point of information.
Hang on a second. We've got AC, and then your point of information, AC.
Well, it seems to me that the very fact that we were going to have the council here, for whatever reason, it must be sensitive enough to go into executive session.
That was on a different matter, AC.
Well, even so, but I'm just saying that whatever you're getting into, which you just mentioned yourself, Greg, that it, you're getting into the substance of it. So I think we should go into executive session. I don't think we should have a discussion on matters even remotely related to a legal question in open session before we've had an opportunity to discuss it in executive session.
Century one on the stack list.
Okay.
I'd like to get on the stack.
I've got Teresa's point of information.
I'm confused. I thought that Rosalinda was chiding me for speaking out. I'm just confused as to what motion ever was seconded. And I can't take the minutes unless I know what the motion was. I don't see a motion here.
The motion was that the issue of Freeland's, the ED's request for guidance on the Freeland inspection request be in public session rather than executive session.
So Ken Freeland made that motion and LaVarne seconded it?
Yeah, and LaVarne seconded significantly after the fact, and in general I won't be accepting seconds long after the fact, but in this case I'm going to recognize it.
Point of information?
Yes.
How did it get to this item 10, the motion to go into executive session? Whose idea was it?
That was on the agenda. That had to do with the fact that I spent a long time with Roberts today and passed by the fact that going into executive session, formally you use a motion to enter executive session. In reality, when we approved the agenda, we approved moving into executive session following that. But since it is posed as a motion, as would the motion to adjourn anyway,
thank
B, I accepted the amendment of Ken.
Can we
vote? Well, the amendment to what?
I'd like to be on the stack when
the amendment to the motion to adjourn to executive session. It's actually an amendment to the agenda, which is to take that item from the executive session and include it now in public session.
Don White here.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, do you have a stack?
Nope.
I requested some time ago to be put on the stack, Mr. Chair.
Oh, okay. Pardon me. I'll recognize Don and then Ken.
Yeah. I actually think Ken Freeland has a point here. I think there's some merit to what he's saying. My own view is that executive sessions have to be designed for very, very specific issues, and I think we all know what they are. Personnel, if the foundation is threatened in any way by legal action, we need to discuss that out, not in the public forum. But I'm moving toward actually thinking that the issue of directors' rights to inspection is something listener sponsors would have perfect right to hear debated. Now, that's where I'm standing right now.
Ken?
Thank you. I thank the previous speaker for that, because I believe that is correct. And I just wanted to comment again on this whole question of the council. It isn't a question of whether council is present, and it isn't a question of whether council has been consulted, and it isn't a question of whether some individuals think that council would be useful. It's a question of whether council is, quote, required, end quote. Council is not required when the PNB discusses bylaws issues, okay? Council might be useful, but the listeners, the foundation members have every right to hear these deliberations, because they are the ones who the bylaws are intended to serve. So I think it's wrong, and we know we've been upbraided several times now by listeners at PNB meetings complaining about the abuse of executive session by the National Board. So I'm requesting that we not abuse it in this case, which it certainly would be, if we jump into executive session to discuss something the listeners have every right to hear.
Greg, I guess I want to be on the staff.
Go ahead, Mary, and then I'd like to bring this matter to a vote, because we'll take up what time we had available
right.
for the issue, talking about when to talk about it otherwise.
Absolutely.
Mary?
I want to point out that in this case, the thing that's requested has to do with listener subscriber records, which the director has requested to have access to for purposes which could be to send mailings to them or whatever. The only purpose we've heard of is that there was a disagreement about what time Democracy Now! Was on, and in order to give ammunition for battle...
Point of order.
These are not things that I believe should be in public.
Mary, based on what you're saying, I'm going to entertain the point of order as an interruption, because I think it may be germane to what you're saying. Yes, Ken?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And it is because the question here is not about the purposes of the inspection. The question is whether or not inspection can be denied a director. That's the question here. And that's the question that the foundation members have a right to hear debated. If we do need to get into the purposes of it, which I would hope we wouldn't, because that's not germane, then we may need executive session.
Excuse me. This is debate. What is your point of order?
The point of order is that Mary's comments are out of order, because it has nothing to do with the purposes of the inspection. It has only to do with the right of inspection, whether that right is absolute or not.
No, I'm going to overrule your point of order. That's a judgment call.
My point was that since we are now involving members' rights to privacy, it well could come to a litigation, and what the result may be is unknown, so that I think this is not a thing that should go into a public session. I think the reasons that have been stated as to why the public should know don't apply here. We could indeed be facing litigation, depending on what is the outcome of the access to our member subscriber information.
May we go to a vote on this?
Is that?
Yes.
Call the roll, Teresa.
Okay.
Those voting yes are voting to move the item on the executive director's request for board guidance on the Freeland information
request. Hold on, I didn't hear you. You're talking so low, I can't hear you.
Pardon me. A vote yes is a vote to move the item on the executive director's request for board guidance on Director Freeland's information request from executive session to public session right now.
So if you vote yes, it's public session. If you vote no, it's executive session. Is that right?
Correct. And I believe this is going to require 2/3, because it's an amendment to the agenda adopted for the public session.
I'm going to abstain.
I also want to point out, one other point that may be germane, which is a motion to postpone. Once we enter executive session, if this is defeated, a motion to postpone until a later public session would also be in order. Go ahead.
Okay. Sandy Wyman? Okay. Ken Freeland?
Mr. Chair, I tried to raise a point of order there. You didn't recognize
that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. Go ahead.
But I'd already voted.
Well, hang on. I'll take the point of order. What's the point of order?
The point of order is that this was not raised as a motion, but as a point of order. The point of order only takes a majority vote. It doesn't require a 2/3 vote. The point of order is that it's illicit to take this matter into executive session.
A very different point. And if that's the case, then that is not in order at the present time. What it would be in order is when we get into executive session
nope,
to raise that point and to bring it
No, because then you're requiring us to participate in an illegal act.
No, that's not the case. The reason is that the bylaws say predominantly. So the consideration of whether to strike that item at that time is not illicit.
Point of information.
So what's the...
Yes, Teresa?
Would this not be a lot clearer if we had been able to see his actual motion?
It would indeed have been clearer.
I don't see how it would be any clearer.
Point of information, are we not in the middle of a vote?
I'm sorry. You know, I restated the motion as I understood it.
That's true.
I understood the motion was to consider the matter in the present session, in public session. If that's not the motion, then there's no way we can vote on that. That was my understanding. That was what I restated. That was what I understood LaVarne to have approved. If that's
point
not
of
the
order.
Motion.
Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm. Again.
I move to adjourn.
I second.
Okay. It's not debatable.
Point of order.
Yes?
I don't believe you can interrupt a vote to move to adjourn. I believe a vote has to be taken once it started.
I had a point of order, and now I have the second part of it, Mr. Chair. I had already had
it. I have a point of disorder.
Yeah, well, you share that with many.
Well, can we just vote?
Well,
the question is whether or not the motion as stated is even before us.
Point of order?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, when you read it as a motion, that would have been the time to say it wasn't the motion, it was a point of order, but nothing was said. And now we have additional evidence that it's a motion because now the member is objecting with a point of order to interrupting the vote, which he had previously said was out of order according to his previous point of order.
Because the chair is right.
Excuse me, can you have me recognized? I will take the first part. The second part is simply a logical argument. But the first point is that the time for an objection to the statement of the motion did pass without any revision of it as stated.
Right.
Therefore, I will agree and I will say that the motion is now before us. Now the question of whether it can be a motion to adjourn can occur before the vote. I would like to apologize.
May I withdraw
to the entire
my motion?
Thank you, Teresa.
I would personally.
Chair, I think I spoke out of turn.
Okay, and then I would personally like to apologize to the board for the clumsiness with which this meeting is proceeding.
It ain't your fault.
Will you go to the vote, please, Teresa?
Okay.
What is the vote?
The vote is to consider the item of the ED. Request for board guidance on the Freeland director's inspection request right now in public session.
You're saying voting yes goes with it and voting no sends it to
executive.
A vote no, and then we would be voting to adjourn to executive session. During executive session, if somebody made a motion to strike from the agenda, that would be in order.
And then we could just public.
Okay. Those of us who had not committed ritual suicide would be available.
There won't be any of those.
Hello, call the roll, please.
Leave your message after the beep. Thanks.
Do we have the vote in motion now?
We're waiting for Teresa to call the roll so we can leave this on his ever voicemail we've just been connected to.
Okay, I'm a little bit... A no vote means it goes into executive session, correct?
Right.
No, a no vote just means we're not going to consider it now.
Oh, okay. I abstain. All right, Sandy Weinman. Sandy Weinman.
I keep being cut out.
Ken Freeland.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
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 I'm good. I'm not interested. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good night. I don't understand.
Okay. I'm trying to get Ken Freeland's vote.
Yes.
He said yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Okay.
Call again.
Ambrose Lane?
I'm sorry.
No.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
I'm sorry.
You feel you have reached the recording
error.
Please check the number and try your call again.
Sarv Rondawa?
I'm sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Rosalinda?
If you feel you have reached this recording in error,
Rosalinda?
Please check the number and try your call again.
No.
I'm sorry.
Who said
you have reached a number
Rosalinda,
that has been disconnected
yes
or is no longer in service?
Voting no.
If you feel
Thank
you have reached this recording in error, please check
no.
the number and try your call again.
LeVar Williams?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
What,
you
Addie
have reached
Hefley?
A number that has been disconnected or is no
Addie
longer
Hefley,
in service.
Addie Hefley, did you vote no?
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
I pity whoever has to transcribe this.
We're sorry.
I was mute. Oh, whatever. Thank you.
Okay, Patty Hefley. Patty Hefley.
No.
Patty?
That was a big fake.
That was.
Patty Hefley.
Oh
I'll come back. Bob Letterer?
Pass,
okay. Lisa Davis? Lisa Davis? I'll come back. Oh, Alan Minsky?
The number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
You're abstaining.
If you feel you have reached
this
recording in error,
thank you, Don
please check
White.
The number and try your call again.
Thank you. Lydia Brazan?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You have...
Thank you. Oh, okay. I'm going around.
Belt?
I'm
Hello.
Going around again. This is Teresa. I'm going to...
You know, someone has to get control of their phone. This is ridiculous.
Okay, I believe that the motion...
Someone has control of this phone.
Teresa, would you please tell me if the motion failed? If not, we can adjourn to executive session.
The motion has failed.
Okay, so we're adjourning to executive session now.